This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Virtual public hearing about New Mexico's water quality standards begins on Tuesday, July 13th. If you live near or recreate on a New Mexico river, stream, or lake, or irrigate from one, you may be concerned about its water quality. The Clean Water Act requires states to review their surface water standards every 3 years to ensure they continue to protect water quality. Thus, the administrative process is called the Triennial Review. On Tuesday, July 13th, the virtual public hearing about New Mexico's water quality standards begins. The New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission is holding the hearing. The triennial review process provides an opportunity for public input. The Communities for Clean Water, CCW, and the Gila Resources Information Project, GRIP, have prepared a fact sheet, talking points, a backgrounder about the triennial review, and a sample public comment for creating your own comments. To access these four documents, visit the CCNS website at nuclearactive.org, ccwnewmexico.org, and or gilaresources.info. Links to participate in the virtual hearing are found in the fact sheet. CCW and GRIP have submitted written rebuttal testimony to challenge several changes to the standards proposed by the New Mexico Environment Department, Los Alamos National Laboratory, and the New Mexico Mining Association. CCW and GRIP have put forward four rebuttal witnesses. They are Elder Kathy Wanpovi Sanchez, the Cyan Project Coordinator and past Director of Tewa Women United; Pamela E. Homer, Environmental Scientist; Allison Swick, Executive Director of GRIP; and James R. Kuipers, Professional Engineer. In their rebuttal, CCW and GRIP suggested changes to the proposed Environment Department's definition of quote-unquote contaminants of emerging concern. CCW and GRIP have proposed that these contaminants, such as PFAS, be named, quote, emerging contaminants, end quote, and the proposed definition be expanded to state, quote, emerging contaminants are chemical compounds that, although suspected to potentially have adverse effects, may not have regulatory standards, and the concentrations to which adverse effects are observed may not have been fully studied, end quote. If the Water Quality Control Commission adopts the proposed language, the definition will be included in the standards and allow the Environment Department to begin setting standards for the contaminants. Public comments will be accepted at 5 p.m. each day of the hearing. Beginning on Wednesday, July 14th, public comment will be accepted each day at 8 a.m. Use the chat function to sign up. 5 minutes have been allocated for each commenter. Given the complexity of the issues, 5 minutes may not be enough time. Please include this concern in your comments. CCW and GRIP are represented by Charlie DeSalen of the New Mexico Environmental Law Center. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.